Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. This evening, we bless the name of the Lord for his power. We glorify his holy name. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we started a series titled Hearing from God. And for those 3 days, we talked about six particular media by which, general media by which God relates with his children. We talked about dream. We talked about vision. We talked about art knowledge. We talked about circumstantial revelation. We talked about the word of God. Then we talked about audible voice. Yes, those are six general ways. There are other ways by which God relates with people, but those are six general ways by which he relates with everybody. I mean, believers, children of God, people who have given their lives to Jesus, except for dream, that is a universal medium through which God relates with everybody. But today, we want to talk about activating your spiritual senses. Activating your spiritual senses. In the book of 2 Timothy, Paul was telling Timothy that he should stir up the gift which is in him. So sometimes something could be in you and it may be dormant. So what do you do to activate? So that is what we are talking about, activating your spiritual senses. Shall we bow our heads for prayers? Father, we thank you because you're the Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your hands that is graciously upon our lives. We say be magnified in the name of Jesus. Lord, in this teaching, Lord, speak to us directly. Open our eyes. And Lord, let your spirit come out to us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. I say, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Let your word become life unto us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Activating your spiritual sense. Activating your spiritual sense. So, supposing I want to be hearing God. Supposing I want to be able to perceive divine signals and be able to pick instructions directly from the Lord without going through anybody as an intermediary. Supposing I want to be able to receive instructions directly from God. What must I do? Number one, everybody listen to this. Give your life to Jesus if you have not. That is number one. Give your life to Jesus if you have not. Bible says in the book of John chapter 1, when you read verses 11 and 12, Bible says he came unto his own and his own received him not. Verse 12 now says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. So to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That is, once you have that power, you will be able to do things like your Father, God. You'll be able to act. You'll be able to demonstrate things like your Father. And one of the things that is embedded in that power is the ability to hear from God. So give your life to Jesus if you have not. If you're a type that maybe at the time you have given your life to Jesus, but for one reason or the other, you have taken it back. I want you to rededicate your life to Jesus. Give it over to him and make a decision that you will never go back. Number two, to activate your spiritual sense, number two, pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Can I say this? Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when you read verses 9 and 10, Bible says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man, the thing which the Lord has prepared for them that love him. Said, but has revealed this unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Let us quickly get it. There is no way you can communicate with God sufficiently. There's no way you can relate with God at the level of God without the Holy Spirit. Don't forget, Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you can't relate with a spirit if you are not baptized with the Holy Spirit. That is it. You can't relate with a spirit if you are not baptized with the Holy Spirit. That is it. So it takes the Spirit to relate with the Spirit. That is what it means. So when the Holy Spirit is at work in your life, then you can relate. You can begin to relate with God who is a spirit. You can begin to relate with God who is a spirit. And Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter 11, when you read verse 13, that If you being even know how to give good gift to your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? So if you ask for the Holy Spirit, God is going to give you. And this is one of the things maybe that we'll do tomorrow. We pray for the power of the Holy Ghost, and we will impact the gift of God into the lives of people by the power of His grace. So you must pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. That is the only way by which you can begin to relate at the realm of the Spirit. Then number three, you must get rid of filthiness, particularly from your heart. Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1, Bible says, having therefore these promises dearly beloved, He said, let us cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You see, that bitterness in your heart, we impede your heart from connecting divine signals. That covetousness, that unforgiveness, that hatred in your heart will block you, will block your spirit from picking divine signals, from picking spiritual signals. So you have got to get rid of filthiness, that lust in your heart. Yes, we block your heart, we block your spiritual antenna from picking any form of signals. So get rid of filthiness, particularly from your heart. Then number four, maintain a quiet life within and without. What does that mean? Let your be a man of few words, and also in your heart. You know, sometimes some people are not talking physically, but deep inside them, they are talking. I don't know whether you have seen people who are soliloquizing before. You see somebody walking on the street and you see him shaking his head and talking. You know something is wrong. Such a person, even though he's not talking out, you're not saying, but there is so much noise, there is no much agitation, there is no much trembling going on, there's so much turmoil and fightings and controversies probably going on in his mind. And that is what the scripture tells us when you read the book of, let me quickly read some two texts for you. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, I said, maintain a quiet life within and without. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, Limosa Kateria Gozobia. I pray for somebody as I'm led by the Holy Spirit. From now, let the Lord begin to open your eyes. You will begin to see vision clearly in the name of Jesus. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. It said, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. So you must maintain a quiet life within and without. And the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when you read verse 11, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when you read verse 11, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11, it says, and that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. And that you study to be quiet. And that you study to be quiet. So we are saying you must maintain a quiet life within and without. Not just without, but also within. You must be calm inside. There must be calmness in your heart. There must be calmness in your heart. You must not be somebody who agitates so much in your mind. There's so much controversy. There is so much noise. There is so much all kinds of anxieties in your heart. No, you don't need that. If you do that, you'll not be able to pick spiritual signals. So you must maintain a quiet life within and without. Then number five, you must pray in the spirit regularly. What does this do to you? This energizes your inner man and aid easy connectivity. Yes, you must pray in the spirit regularly. This energizes your inner man and aid easy connectivity. Bible says something in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. When you read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, Ephesians chapter 6, let me read it for you. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Listen to what the scripture says. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And when you read the book of Jude chapter 1 verse 20, Jude has only one chapter, verse 20. Look at what the scripture says in that Jude chapter 1 verse 20. He said, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So what does that do to you? When you pray regularly in the spirit, it energizes your inner man and aid easy connectivity. I don't know whether As a child of God, you have had that experience. Anytime you are confused, anytime you don't really know what to do, and you just go inside your closet and you pray in the spirit. After praying in the spirit for some minutes or for a couple of minutes, you will discover that you will have direction. You will be illuminated. You will know exactly what to go for. You will know exactly what decision to take. That is what the spirit, praying in the spirit does. It energizes your spirit. Inner man, and it aids easy connectivity with the realm of the supernatural. It aids easy connectivity with the realm of the spiritual realm. It aids easy connectivity with divine signals. So you must always pray in the spirit regularly. It is something you must do every day. I tell you, it is something you must do every day. And nothing stops you from doing that. If you can, by the grace of God, you can do it while you are roaming in the street. You can do it while you are trekking to your church or to your school. You can do it while you are inside your vehicle driving. You must pray in the spirit regularly. Then number six, you must learn the art of being still in the presence of God for revelations and instructions. Let me say this. Sometimes this could be time consuming, but it is profitable. Yes. Bible says in the book of Psalm 46, line 10. When you read Psalm 46, line 10, the scripture says something there, and I want to read it for you. It said, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in that. Be still. You must learn the art of being still in the presence of God for revelations and instructions. I tell you, sometimes some people want they want divine counsel, or they want divine directive, they want divine instruction, and they are too much in haste to do that. No, it doesn't happen. Sometimes you need to be still. You need to maintain a lot of time in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes you have to be quiet for a long while. And I tell you, it may be time consuming sometimes, but it is profitable. It is something you must learn to do from time to time. You must learn the art of being still in the presence of God for revelations and instructions. Can I tell you something? Things that will take you so deep in life and so high in life, they are not things you can just connect to like that. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes you to be in the presence of the Lord, laying still for a long. I tell you, sometimes those of us who have experienced it before, you sometimes you could even tarry before the Lord for hours before you can pick that instruction that will open up your destiny. Many of us are too much in a hurry to do that. And I tell you, God is not in a hurry to talk to. That is it. So you have got to learn how to be still in the presence of the Lord. Then number seven, listen to this. Prompt and total obedience to divine instructions and revelations is a catalyst for hearing from God. That is it. Prompt and total obedience to divine instructions and revelations is a catalyst for hearing from God. A lot of people say they are not hearing from God, but the truth is that few instructions that God has given them, they were sluggish to even carry it out. Some even carried it out halfway, some partially. No, it is not good. If you want to be hearing God, if you want to be hearing the Holy Spirit from time to time, there must be prompt and total obedience to divine instructions and revelations, because this is a catalyst for hearing from God. When you learn to obey God promptly, when you learn to obey God totally, when you walk towards divine revelations and instructions promptly and totally, I tell you, it's a catalyst for hearing from God. Tomorrow, by the grace of the Almighty God, we'll be praying. And with the grace of God upon my life, I will be impacting some things into your life. Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. He said, believe his prophet, and you shall prosper. Mazua keteriako, sitando roto siakaria katasia, oda babuska prahandolia. I command that spiritual scales to fall off from your eyes. In the name of Jesus, I command your spiritual deafness to be healed right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pick spiritual signals. Begin to pick divine signals. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. See you tomorrow morning at the same time, 5 p.m. God bless you really good. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.